Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. How you doing?
What's going on, Tommy?
First of all, that was the best torn quad story I've ever heard. Cheers to you for that one.
Thanks. I'll never forget running with the pole vault stick and then dropping in a heap like Boogie Cousins on the track. And then the best part of it was everyone feeling sorry for me like I was some kind of athlete or something. I had zero skills in track and field, and I was as skinny as a toothpick. And the only reason I was there was for chicks and to see if I could score some weed.
Well, you got a chick out of it, so the torn quad was worth it, I guess.
She did make out with me for about 3 minutes, and then eventually she bit me. I don't know what happened after that. I just remember going home with a fat lip bleeding. But that's really another story altogether. My parents weren't happy. They thought I was a pig at an early age.
Well, the reason I called is the story, I don't know if you know the guy, Chris Sheridan from the New York Daily News, wrote an article about the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Saying that Ben Simmons was out partying, missed the game because he was partying instead of a stomach virus, said Brett Brown lost the team. Now the Sixers called the guy a hack, said none of it's true. Then the guy fired back. It's like a big feud now. So I don't know if this guy's legit or what's going on with this
whole story. Carver, what's the story there? You're reading about it. I don't know anything about it, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Sheridan is a longtime NBA writer. Had in the Daily News this morning in New York that back on March 25th, Ben Simmons missed a game in Orlando because he had spent the previous night partying and he did not have a stomach virus, which is what the team said he had when he missed the game that night. He also said that the situation behind the scenes with the coach, Brett Brown, is awful, that there's dysfunction in the team, nobody likes each other, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The team completely shut it down today, like the gentleman was saying. They're not happy about it. Brett Brown said, I'm aware of it. I have not read it, and I won't. I have nothing to say about it. Simmons, of course, said no good.
Is the guy that writes, does he, how do I not know this guy? Is he the guy that used to be on ESPN, right? That's the guy. All right, so did he, so this was just a story that got into the Daily News in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's writing for them now.
Well,
or
no, because they have
there.
Like this, they pick up whoever's articles
right.
And post
like,
them.
You go to the Daily News website, it says by Chris Sheridan.
Bro, there
so,
you go.
I mean, they maybe he's, you know, working freelance for him, whatever the deal is.
I remember that guy.
But he then responded today is, bottom line is the Sixers are in damage control, taking cheap shots at me when they know full well that multiple options were being discussed when the trade deadline was here. This must be on something else, too. So either way, the Sixers weren't happy with this guy doing this today. But honestly, is that going to make a difference when they play the Nets tomorrow night? Or whenever it is tomorrow, right? They're playing game four or game three?
I don't think it makes a difference at all that I'll be honest with you, a sports writer has gotten under their skin. I mean, that's pathetic, if you ask me, because they got to play basketball, bro. And they looked really good in game two. They blew them out. I had Philly. I laid the 7.5. They blew them out. They looked good. In game one, they looked like crap. So who are they going to be in game three at the Barclays? Because that's all that matters. This story about him in March, what was the date in March in Orlando?
March 25th.
So what, he go out to Magic Kingdom and tie one on? Who cares? Who cares?
Around the world at Epcot.
Dude, I had nights in Orlando, too, where they couldn't find me. No one knew where I was for 3 days.
I think their bigger problem.
I took a rental car to Miami.
Their bigger problem tomorrow night is that other story you sent me that the Net players are all mad about the elbow, right? They're all upset about this Embiid elbow.
Oh, the Embiid elbow, and then
I mean that'll have the Nets all worked up.
But the apology.
Tomorrow. They don't like the laughing and the apology.
They like laughed at him, right?
Right.
Like Josh Allen, is that right?
I think that's a bigger deal than this story tomorrow night.
What is it about that they laughed at him like that he couldn't take it, or why did they laugh at him that he? Like, did he elbowed him in the face? They thought it was funny?
Well, no, B was saying that it wasn't intentional. That's, you know, he was just trying to make a play. And as he's, like, finishing his you know, quote-unquote apology, I guess. Not apology, but just his explanation. Simmons is, like, laughing next to him in the press conference. And they both started laughing. So the Nets are taking it as it's not genuine, and they think that he threw it on purpose.
All right. So now we have bad blood in the series, which is perfect.
You need that.
Welcome to Brooklyn. Let's go. I think the Nets will beat them.
I hope so.
In Brooklyn.
Maybe they'll get a split. Give us a long series.
I wish we had the WFA luxury suite tickets. When are they playing? Tomorrow and like Friday?
No, it's got to be probably Saturday or Sunday.
Really? Well, there you go. So they don't like each other, and they're going to maybe – do you think it's going to get out of control, a little bit of flagrant, going to get some fisticuffs, a little shoving, a lot – I guarantee you some smack talk is coming.
I hope so. I'd prefer to see some violence.
There's going
to
be some, you know, there's going to be some chirping going on in that game. And in the games in Brooklyn, I can guarantee it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.